Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Don't keep talking because you may convince me to do it.
Do you think Cipollone and Cipollone would want you there?
I think they might have a problem.
Mr. President.
I think they might. And by the way, I think they've done a really good job. And I think the other side has so lied. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. These two guys, these are major sleazebags. They're very dishonest people, very, very dishonest people. When somebody will make up a statement that I made, when you remember the statement, 8 times quid pro quo, 8 times. Think of it. How can you say 8 times? That would mean I was asking somebody 8 different times for the same thing. What kind of a conversation would that be? If you
President's
once.
Live in Davos this morning. You're listening to him in real time there as he holds a news conference on the economy and what they talked about over there. And, of course, all the questions, understandably, have focused on the impeachment and even one on Greta Thunberg so far. And the president's handling them all. Maybe the surprising part of his comments actually so far is that they said, would you want this thing to end quickly? Or do you want it to go on and drag out with witnesses? And he goes, I'd like to see witnesses. I'd like to see Bolton. I'd like to see this person. I'd like to see that person. But at the end of the day, the Democrats can't deny the use of executive privilege exists for a reason. And in the Bolton case, it's national security. And he went down the list of Pompeo's case. It's national security. I have a right to consult with my advisors without that information being private. And that's what they suddenly want to deny, that they haven't denied to previous presidents, the Democrats, that is. So anyway, if you got to watch all that yesterday, I tell you what, after a while, I just kind of nodded off. It really got monotonous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way they've set the whole thing up.
I don't blame him for wanting this to drag on. First of all, he truly believes, and I do too, that he hasn't done anything wrong, so why wouldn't you? And although it's a distraction from what he's doing, it's also a distraction from any kind of Democratic primary. People, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, sure. Both sides should be away, like frustrated by how yeah. it's gone down.
It's taking away candidates. It's taking away attention from debates. It's taking away, so he can kind of just keep doing his thing while everybody focuses on this. He's like, go ahead, hash it out. I don't blame him.
He's getting it done. At least this economic forum has given him an opportunity to brag about a little bit of what's gone on so far, at least to this point. Tell you what, coming up, we got to Cassie Smedley. We'll talk to her with her take on what happened yesterday. Thomas Gipping at about 7:10. Thomas works for Heritage. He's a lawyer. But for many years, he worked for the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was an attorney on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He understands how the Senate works and how this process works. And we're going to pick his brain on that in about an hour and see how far he thinks this is actually going to go. I got Stacey Washington coming up a little later. And then our friend Virginia Cruda from the Daily Caller is going to come in the studio in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Folks have been holding on here for a few minutes. I want to get to a phone call or two. Let me get to Kim here on line one. Kim, good morning.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I love your show. I get up every morning to listen to it. But
thank
I just got some quick points to make here. I think, for instance, the last caller, he's one of those low-information voters that's dangerous. He probably can't even name the 3 branches of government, for one thing. The 2 articles of impeachment, Trump should be acquitted. For one, he used his executive privilege and then challenged the those subpoenas in court. He has the right to do that. So it's not obstruction of Congress. And number two, the abuse of power. It was even said by Joe Biden on the phone, on the video, that he said that, so he needed to check into it. Plus, he got information. And number three, Schiff said yesterday and admitted it, the House did not send the subpoena or wait to subpoena people because it would have took so long. So he wants the Senate to do the job that they failed to do and present the case. And that's just like two lawyers, one prosecutor, present the case to the jury and then the defense, and then they leave it up to the jury, and then the prosecutor comes back and says, oh, wait, I got some more information at the last minute. I want to hold it up. So it's just ridiculous. Trump is not guilty of what they're saying, and I think he's going to be acquitted. If there was something, I'm a Trump voter, and I support him 1,000%. If there was something he would have done, I would have wanted him impeached too. But there's nothing that they can show that they've done, and they have a poor case, and I'm so glad the Americans are supposed to be able to see it.
Yep, Kim.
And I'm so tired of them, the Democrats, whining and crying about a fair trial when they didn't give us a fair trial in the House.
That's a great point. Kim, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
You.
Good to hear from you this morning. You know, Jay Sekulow made that point yesterday. Play a cut number 7, please.
During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. And the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings.
Denied. Sekulow's point is perfect, and it just kind of parallels what Kim said there. The House didn't do its job, and now it is hoping the Senate will call this witness or that witness that they didn't call because they didn't think they'd have time to do it, and it was an emergency, and we had to do this, and we patched the articles of impeachment, and then we waited 33 days to forward them to the Senate because it was such an emergency that we could wait 33 days till right before the State of the Union and a week and a half or so before the Iowa caucuses, just to try to slow down Bernie and Elizabeth and Amy, who are the three senators now still running for president. This was all planned and carefully orchestrated, I would argue to you. Let me get to a break.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
It's a partisan impeachment that they've delivered to your doorstep.
The president's actions are crimes against democracy itself.
This is the United States Senate. You're not in charge here.
The Constitution doesn't allow what just took place.
I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
I own 20-gauge and a 10, a 12-gauge shotgun.
I don't know if Joe's going to limp across the line.
Yeah, you got to wonder about that. Bernie Sanders now has about a four or five point lead on Uncle Joe out in the great state of California. How about that? The liberal bastion that it is. Biden is not getting the support out there. Not surprisingly, among the liberal progressives on the left. So anyway, glad you're back with us. The president over in Davos this morning, he's been speaking out, and we've got a whole nother day of impeachment trial. Aren't we all excited about that?
Woohoo!
Yeehaw! I'm so excited. I can't stand it.
It's hard to contain myself.
How am I going to wait until noon for it to start again? It was just...
Start popping the popcorn.
I think the American people are going to tune out of this. I really do think so. Let me get to my guest right now, Cassie Smedley, joining us, National Press Secretary with the RNC. And Cassie, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I watched as much of this hearing yesterday as I could, and I really, really think the American people, anybody who spent any time watching it, unless they're deep in the weeds like you and I are, I think they're probably will tune out from this point forward.
I agree. I mean, we saw that in the House proceedings, and that was truly made for TV. What's happening over here in the Senate, most of the senators can't even stay awake for this. They say that it looks like a mix of a college lecture hall of people taking voracious notes or just barely keeping their eyes open. So I can only imagine how many Americans are flipping it on, just thinking they're doing their civic duty and then quickly going back to their lives.
Yeah, true. You know, I thought the president's team did a good job yesterday. Jay Sekulow impressed me specifically watching his passion as he stood up and spoke yesterday. Let me play cut number six here, please.
I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. And the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
It was indeed a trifecta. I thought they handled that very well. The back and forth, being able to counter in real time some of the lies being told by the Democrat House managers.
Certainly. And that is a real lesson for any budding legal scholars out there to watch how they did that. But I also think, you know, whereas the Democrat managers are focusing on the process and we need more witnesses, despite that they had all the time they could have ever wanted in the House and they rushed it through. You've got over on the president's team saying we want to ensure fairness, and what's happening over on the other side has not been fair. Whether it was the kangaroo court over in the House and Adam Schiff ran, or them coming over here now trying to tell the Senate how to run these things so that they can continue that unfairness. We want fairness, the American people deserve it, and the president deserves it. And to the extent that people are tuning into this, that's what resonates, because this has been going on for 3 years now. Monday was the three-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. We know within minutes of his inauguration, the Washington Post had a headline out that said, is impeachment going to begin? And those calls for impeachment have been going on consistently ever since. So none of this is about facts. None of this is even about a call to Ukraine. This is all about the culmination of what the Democrats and their friends in the media have been wanting since the American people duly elected this president.
Yeah,
but I would also give you another point on the timeline. In less than 2 weeks, the Iowa caucus begins. So you've got voters going out to begin the process to select our president for November, which, of course, I think he'll be reelected. But nonetheless, starting the Democrat primary process, as Democrats are still trying to overturn the results from 2016. As an American, that's unfair. I want to be able to choose my president at the ballot box. I don't want a bunch of partisan people in Congress trying to overturn the results that I intended.
All about 2020. I love that you make that point. And, you know, that Jerry Nadler was talking about impeachment back in 2018. And I mean, he was just about unhinged yesterday in some of this testimony in front of the Senate. It was kind of embarrassing to watch. What I think I've enjoyed is watching the president revel in the economy over in Davos in the meantime. That's the bright note out of all of this.
Yes, and to be able to go over there where you have other world leaders saying, we like what we're seeing from your country, congrats to you. And I would also point out that in the time that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff have begun the actual impeachment hearing, and then including their 28-day delay to actually send the articles over to the Senate, President Trump has taken out the world's most notorious and most dangerous terrorist, and our stock market crossed 29,000 points. Those are two issues, national security and the economy, that are perennially in the top three issues of what drives us voters to the ballot box, right? You know where impeachment is? If you look in these battleground states, most states not even in the top five, some states not even in the top 10 of issues. So when Yes. you look at who's focusing on the issues that affect our lives and that we want our elected officials to be focusing on, it's only President Trump and Republicans. And Democrats have a lot of explaining to do to their constituents, and I think they're going to have a hard time making their case.
Well, well said, as usual. Cassie Smedley, listen, congratulations on your Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, expect to see you cheering them on?
Of course we will. They're our adopted team now. The Lambs left That's us for right. L.A.
That's right. It was so, you know, I got to say, being in the swamp, it's hard watching from D.C. as opposed to being able to be at home. But everybody's cheering for the Chiefs, and it's a lot of fun to see that spirit and something bringing our country together.
You bet it is. Cassie, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Appreciate that. Always great to get to Cassie on here and get her common sense point of view on these issues. And I know she's working hard up there in Washington as well. All right. We're going to get to a break here at the bottom of the hour. When I come back, we're going to update you on some of those stock market numbers that she was talking about. Let me remind you, coming up this weekend, I'm going to be out at the Black Hawk Valley Hunting Preserve. They're doing the Jeff Hansen Memorial Sporting Clay event. And you can email them at jeffhansenmf for Memorial Foundation at gmail.com if it's something you are still interested in participating in. Can't wait. We're going to get Chad Hansen on a little later talking about that event as well. 314-241-9797.
Great Odin's Raven.
Wow, did you see that Kansas K-State game last night? I mean, I would not have watched that particular game because my team was not playing in it, but you got to Google the highlights. Can I just tell you that?
I'm going to put it up. Or low lights.
I'm going to put it up on the blog, 971talk.com/Cox. It's a brawl.
It was a brawl the likes of which I haven't seen on a basketball court maybe since the Detroit Pistons years ago. I mean, Bill Laimbeer and those guys used to get into some nasty fights. This was, I would venture to say there will be a couple of players, and maybe the guy from Kansas is going to be the prime target of that, who won't play again this season or maybe ever.
Wait, which Kansas? The one that took the ball or the one that was taunting?
No, University of Kansas versus K-State. So the University of Kansas player, Silvio De Sousa, picked up a chair, a stool, and was getting ready to brain somebody with it.
Oh,
and a coach snatched it out of his hand from behind and pinned him against the wall. And the player was beating on the coach's head, trying to get free. I mean, he was out of control. I don't know how you ever let that guy back on the court this season. It's going to be something to see. There's got to be a lot of fallout from that later today if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, those were some big hotheads, some big kids to be. We were watching it. I wouldn't have wanted to be the guy trying to separate
or
that
anywhere
fight.
Near it. I was like, I would have been running as fast as I could away.
He's like 7 foot tall, pure muscle, just and raging.
And the area they went into is the area set up for handicap seating.
Oh.
So those people, I mean, some of them could scramble out of the way and some couldn't.
Yeah,
so
obviously
it was
that was on accident.
Yeah. I'm sure it was on accident, that was the end of the court where it happened. Mm. Let's get to Jennifer. Jennifer Kashinka, good morning to you.
Good morning.
More exciting moments in sports.
Yeah.
There. That's thank you. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I sure did.
Stunning, wasn't it? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I agree, though. Low lights, we would call it, not highlights.
Those would be low lights, for sure. What's going on out there?
All right, futures are moderately higher this morning after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 152. Today, numerous big companies scheduled to report quarterly earnings will also get figures on December home sales. Boeing says it doesn't expect regulators to allow its beleaguered 737 MAX aircraft to return to service until at least mid-2020. Boeing says its updated estimate is informed by its experience to date with the certification process. It's several months longer than Boeing predicted late last year, and it means airlines that own MAX jets will have to start another peak summer season without them. Meanwhile, Boeing confirmed the first flight of the new 777X set for January 23rd, weather permitting, which would set a clock ticking for initial deliveries that's already slipped into early 2021. That delay, largely because of issues with the GE engines, has extended the cost and cash headwind by pushing back the production transition from the 777 Classic to the X. Two different airbag glitches have forced Toyota and Honda to recall over 6 million vehicles, and both problems present different dangers to motorists. The Toyota recall affects 3.4 million vehicles globally and is being done because the airbags may not inflate in a crash. Honda's recall covers 2.7 million vehicles in the U.S. and Canada with Takata airbag inflators. GM's autonomous car unit Cruise has revealed a toaster-shaped robot taxi that it says will be cheaper than taking a human-driven ride-hailing service or driving a car. GM says the all-electric vehicle is more than a futuristic vision. It's already on its way to production. The car, called the Cruise Origin, would be a driverless vehicle without a steering wheel and featuring passenger seats facing each other. The economy added more than 2 million new jobs in 2019 for the ninth straight year, led by the usual suspects, healthcare, professional firms, and restaurants. Healthcare providers created almost 400,000 new jobs last year. White-collar professional companies in fields such as engineering, technology, and legal services also created almost 400,000 jobs. Though there was a big drop-off from 2018, other industries fell on tougher times. Manufacturers cut hiring after the trade war with China. Shippers and warehousing firms also cut back on hiring, and energy producers shed jobs. Construction companies wanted to hire more workers, but they face a shortage of carpenters, framers, and the like. Job gains were cut in half in construction last year. Anheuser-Busch InBev remains the king of sports sponsorships as the official beer sponsor of the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. In fact, the world's largest beer manufacturer's marketing dollars have been so prolific that Sports Business Journal named AB the sponsor of the decade. As the official beer sponsor of the Super Bowl, AB will run four 60-second commercials for its Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and Michelob Ultra Pure Gold brands. And if the Super Bowl between the Niners and Chiefs goes into overtime, Wings fans will be the big winners. Buffalo Wild Wings says it will offer free wings to everyone in the U.S. and Canada if the game goes into OT. The chain says the chances of the game going into overtime are far from a long shot, with odds makers putting the probability at about 10%. If the game does go into overtime, customers can redeem their free wings on Monday, February 17th.
Mark. Wow, that kind of is a risk for them. You know, I hear those ads here all the time where somebody will say, if you buy something now and it snows 3 inches on Christmas, you get it for free. I've seen those ads before. This is a little riskier because this is a one-point game.
Yeah, they're saying 10% chance, and it could be, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Who are you rooting for, Jennifer?
Oh, I really don't care.
Oh, you don't? You don't care?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Go ahead and root for the Chiefs, then, for our benefit. What do you think?
Closer to home?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're closer than San Francisco, right? Come on.
Yeah. True. Oh.
All right.
We'll
see you Friday. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yep. Have a great
see
week.
See you later.
Yep. Jennifer Koshenka there with your business updates. Yeah, I'm surprised by that one. But I'll enjoy the wings. I'll definitely go get some wings if that happens, as a lot of other people will. Huh?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I went in there one time and made the mistake of ordering the hotter than I normally would wings. Because, you know, you've got all those different levels of hot, mm-hmm. and you're not quite sure, and you try to quiz your hostess or your host on which one, how hot is this? I've asked that question a million times. It's not, you know, not too hot or it's going to set your hair on fire.
That's a difficult question.
I know,
everyone's
different.
You know, what you can take as far as the heat goes is different.
And I bit into the first wing and I got a lot of hair, right? And so when I know something is hot is when my scalp starts sweating like immediately. That's the worst feeling. Because you just know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking ice water. I was drinking tea. I was drinking anything I could to get that.
It's supposed to be milk.
Out of my mouth.
So at that point, do you keep going and just torture yourself?
No, I did not. I boxed them up and took them home to see if my kid wanted them. I couldn't eat them.
Did your kid want them?
Yeah, he eat them. I don't know
why, but
he's a tank. He's a teenager. I can't
feel my mouth when I'm going to eat these anyway.
I've caught myself in situations like that where I've ordered too hot of wings and then just forced myself to keep going because I'm like, this is what I ordered.
I mean, eventually you can't feel your mouth anymore. So what are you? You're not really hurting. It doesn't hurt anymore. You're just in enough pain.
It's not pleasant. Everything's burnt all the way down your throat and in that pit in your stomach. But you're like, here I am. Just going for it. They're not going to take it back.
Just make sure you have some beer to wash it down.
Yeah, better drink lots of it. In fact, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Trisha is putting the video up of the Kansas thing.
Yep, give me about a minute and a half.
971talk.com. It'll be up there if you're following us on radio.com. That's a good place. You can also go there and schedule the podcast in case you missed part of the show because you work for a living, because that happens.
Make sure while you're there to favorite the station, too. So that's the insider tip. You got to favorite the station on radio.com. And then you get all of the updates and things.
Yes.
All of the important mm-hmm. information.
So when we put out text alerts or, you know, something big happens with whether it's this trial that's going on or the economy or any of that, you're going to get it first directly to your phone. So it's really a great way to kind of keep up with what's going on. We put those alerts out. It's good stuff. Let me get to a break here. 314-241-9797. Looks like another Cardinal going into the Hall of Fame. Did you see that yesterday? That's kind of a big deal. Now, he may not go in as a Cardinal. We're talking about Larry Walker.
Yeah. Going as a Rocky.
We'll talk about that.
How long they hold you for?
Over 15 years.
Well, she's not talking about it publicly. She's lying about it publicly.
That is Jeff Rorta firing on Kim Gardner again, who made a claim to Network News in that piece they did last week on how she's such the target of racism that she even got pulled over by a police officer for intimidation purposes because she was driving with no lights on down Market Street.
How dare they pull her over for that?
Well, right. She
that
lied
like
about
profiling
it.
Profiling to me.
She, here's her mistake. She lied about it. She lied about it to CBS News. So Channel 4, Chris Nagus, went over and asked the police, did this happen? They released the surveillance video of it. Guess how long the traffic stop lasted? 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know who she was. The officer who pulled her over didn't know who she was. But before the stop ended, 6 minutes later, she already had one of her office assistants at the scene to try to intimidate the police officer into not giving her a ticket.
And he didn't give her
he
a ticket.
He only gave
correct?
Her a warning.
No,
he just gave
a
warning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you look for if you're a cop? Somebody's driving with their headlights off. There's a couple of reasons for that, right? Either they're drunk or they just, maybe they just forgot, but it's a safety issue nonetheless,
exactly.
Right? There's only a couple of reasons you could be driving without your lights on. Or you don't have headlights, which is definitely a finable offense, one of the two.
Either way, people get pulled over for not having headlights. She is a perpetual victim, and it's gross.
Did anyone ask her what the issue was with her headlights? Like, why weren't they on?
She won't respond to local media. She only talks to network reporters in that other radio station, apparently, that you heard there.
I mean, to be so put out over you doing something wrong.
It's like Rorta said. She's lying about it to try to make herself seem like a victim in this case. Jim called in about it. Jim, what say you?
Yeah, in fact, I was driving down Market Street this morning and I saw a car going down without headlights. I yelled, hey, prosecutor and attorney.
You thought it was Kim Gardner driving by again, huh?
I thought it was her, and she waved at me, but it was only one finger, so I don't know what it was.
It could have been.
Yeah, but I can't imagine, you know, I watched it. It was under six minutes. And, you know, it takes a copper a while to walk up to the car and get back and get it cleared up. But then what irritated me was her investigators came out and interfered with his traffic stop. You know, he obviously wasn't going to give her a ticket, but it takes a minute or two just to get things straightened out. And sure enough, she claims it's a racist thing, which I doubt. I'm sure he didn't know who was driving the car because, I guess it was dark and no headlights.
Well, next maybe she'll allege that he was following her and waiting for her to do something wrong. I don't know. Jim, thank you for the call.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, do you really get pulled over by a police officer? I think the biggest mistake you can make is saying, hey, do you know who I am?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Because they want them all to have body cameras. The next question would be interesting to find out if that officer was wearing a body camera when this happened, just to see what the attitude was when he walked up to the car. Fascinating stuff there, Kim Gardner. Way to go. Making your city look good nationwide.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.